Hello.
Hello. Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Just a minute. Let me let you talk with somebody here.
Okay, thank you.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And as you know, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colleen Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and also for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote,
yes,
or wait until November?
Yes, I will.
Is it a definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you very much. Now, first answer, if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations. The first one is Danny Norris.
Oh, I don't know. No. I don't know that person.
That's fine. The next one is Sheila Jackson Lee.
Yes, favorable.
Is it very favorable or just somewhat?
Very, very favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Joyce Chapman.
No.
Is it a don't know, or is it somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
I don't know. Unfavorable.
Is it very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. The next one is Clint Van Horn.
No, I don't know him.
Okay, that's fine. The next one is Harold Dutton.
Yes, probably.
Is it somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. And the last one is the Houston Independent School District, or HISD.
HISD.
Do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion
favorable
of Houston?
Very
of or just?
Yes. Very favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, as you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this? Is it support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous, or oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools?
I support it.
Supported. Thank you. Now, in March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris?
Harold Dutton.
Thank you very much. Now, here are a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. Rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. The first statement is, Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it. Do you have a very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative impression of that statement?
I think it's negative. It would be negative.
Somewhat negative or very?
Yeah, somewhat negative.
Thank you. The next one is, his fighting against the extreme Republican ban on abortion, right, by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even if in cases of rape or incest.
What is that?
Yes, do you have a very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative impression of that statement?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have a, I don't even agree with that. I just think they should have their rights to do whatever.
Okay. So, because the options that we have is the scale. I don't know, where do you stand from that statement? Would you like the statement again?
Yes.
Okay. The statement is, Harold Dutton is fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest.
He's fighting against that?
He's fighting against it, yes.
No, I don't agree with that. That would be unfavorable to me.
Okay, so is your reaction to that statement somewhat negative or very negative?
Yes, negative. Very negative.
Very negative, thank you. Now, Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money.
Yeah, I'm favorable for that.
Is it somewhat negative or very negative?
I don't know if that would be negative or not, because if he's fighting for it, no, I would agree with it.
Okay, so what we're looking for is your reaction to the statement. Where do you stand when you hear that?
For it. I'm for it.
So is it very positive or just somewhat
positive?
Positive,
very positive, very positive.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is, Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
Positive, very positive.
He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners.
Very positive.
Thank you. The next one is, Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping wealthy campaign contributor avoiding prosecution.
Very negative to me.
Thank you. And the last one is, Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
Positive, very positive.
Thank you very much. Now, based on this information, which of the following candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for State House if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clinton Horn, or Danny Norris?
Harold Dutton.
Thank you very much. Now, just a few questions for classification purposes. Could you please tell me your age between 18 and 39, between 40 and 54, between 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
65 and older.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Yes.
Is it own or rent?
Own.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself African American or Black?
Black.
Thank you. Do you have any children currently in their local public schools?
No.
Thank you. Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
No.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. And have a wonderful
okay.
night.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you. Okay. All right.